Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Welcome to the Dr. Cupertino Show. Hour of power and hour for power. And you know what? You can't do nothing without power. Now, you can rely on your own power, but you're going to fail. But the God of the universe has called you out, and he's called you up to stand up for his holy name. But before I get started, we're going to bow our heads. Or you can just stand upright with your eyes open. It doesn't matter. But we're going to honor God with prayer. Father God in heaven, hallelujah, we love you. We need you, and we can't get along without you. Found out long ago, we could not and still cannot direct our own step. So that's why we're coming to you in the only way that we know how, in humbleness, spirit, and in truth. We know you're God of miracles, you're God of wonders. And as long as we breathe, hey, we're still in line and we're still in check for a miracle. What is a miracle? In the eyes of God, it is everything. Because God loves us. And we love you, God. We love you for taking care of us all week long. I don't care if we were laying up on the bridge or in that 18-bedroom mansion. You still woke us up this morning and you set us on our way. So that means we got a chance to make it right, to do right, and to be an example of love and kindness in spirit and in truth to those that might behold us. Help us, God. We're counting on you. We're calling on you because there is none other. We found that out. There is none other. Thank you, God. We love you. Be with us, and we'll be with you. In Jesus' name. Yes, I said it. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to know him. I want to know him. I got to know him. People are saying that all over the world because whatever they've been dabbling in, whatever they've been doing, whatever they've been preaching from the housetops, it has not worked. The world is turned upside down. And if you're listening under the sound of my voice, you're in this world. So that means you have a charge. You have a charge to get to know him, the Creator God. Because if you get to know him, he's going to get to know you. And then all that you need and desire, predicated that they're in the will of God, will materialize before your very eyes. But there's a growing concern around the world regarding man's conduct, his principles of living, and a lack of love for himself. What seems to be the problem? Why all of the chaos? Could it be a disregard for the Creator? Could it be a general disrespect for law and order in the universe? Now, I didn't say law and order on earth. I said law and order in the universe, because if the universe is out of order, if it's out of check, if it needs to get back in order, oh my goodness, down here below, we're in trouble. We are in big trouble. But the Bible says that all who call on the name of the Creator will be saved from doubt, doom, and self-destruction. And look around. We're destroying each other. Who's going to be the caretakers of this beautiful planet? But that's a satanic plan from eons ago. If I'm not going to rule there, hey, big shot God, I'm going to do all I can to destroy them. And we see that before our very eyes. But there's hope here. We will hear right now, within moments, in half an hour, 10 ways of how to seek God. You got to find him first for him to hear from you. The Creator, while he may be found, and how that knowledge of God and his ways results in peace and happiness on earth. You want some peace? You want a boatload of happiness? You want to be seen as a person of wealth and worth? Stay on this line. When you start talking about getting to know someone, you've got to spend time with them. You've got to be in their company. You've got to find out how they tick, you know, what moves them. You've also got to find out, is this someone that I want in my life? Is this something I want in my world? And if so, why? And God is forever calling us to get to know him. Yes, he's forever doing that. People are wondering, you know, what's going to happen to me, you know, when I die, you know, am I going to hell, am I going to heaven? You don't care where you're going if you're out of harmony with God, if you don't know God. You probably got some kind of thoughts about where you're going to spend eternity. But right now, we're told to seek God while he may be found. While he may be found, how do you seek God? How do you get to know about God? How do you get to know where you will be spending your eternity? Well, the Bible tells us in the book of St. John, chapter 17, verses number 3, and I'm using two versions of the Bible here, New World Translation and also the original King James Version, but I'm going to read from the New World Translation first. John 17 and 3. This means everlasting life. They're taking in knowledge of you, the only true God, and of the one whom you sent forth, Jesus Christ. I'm going to read it in the other version, John 17:3. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Okay, let's break it all down. let's break this down. Before anyone can get to know God, they've got to understand how God operates. He says here, John 17:3, that this is life. This is life, that you might get to know thee, the only true God, and of Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. So the first step and getting to know God is to recognize him and his son, Christ Jesus. Recognize his son. His son also says that no one comes to the Father except through me. So if you want to get to know God, if you want to know what he's all about through scripture, then we've got to recognize his son, Christ Jesus. The Bible says there is no other name given unto heaven by which man should be saved. And that means recognizing his son, Jesus Christ. It's no need of bowing down and saying, oh, God, help me. Please have mercy on me. And then you don't end that plea out, that beg out on in the name of Jesus. There's no other name. The scripture says there's no other name. You don't know of any other name. If you know of any other name, they have not been able to help you. They have eyes, but they cannot see. Isaiah, the great prophet, says they have hands. They have hands, but they cannot move. They have a being, a certain being, but they cannot move. They have lips, but they cannot speak. So common sense would tell us that if we want to get to know God, we've got to get to know about his son. We've got to recognize his son, Christ Jesus, who the Bible says gave his life as a redemption so that man might be saved. You want to be saved from hell and doom, destruction, dismay? Then we've got to recognize the one called Christ, the one called Jesus Christ. Yes, we know what they're doing about Christmas. They're taking his name off of everything that they can. We do not care what man does. Man holds no salvation, only the God that we are told to get to know. You want to know about God? Then he wants to know about you. And when that God turns the spotlight on you, you're going to get some help. You need help. Yes, you need help for right living. You need help to get up out of that prison. You need help for those jail cells to open. You need help for your wife to say, I love you, and for your husband to say, I need you. You need help. You need help. How are you going to get it? That supernatural help, that spiritual help? You've got to get to know God. Number two, how can I get to know this God? You've got to bow down and ask God to help you. Help you to realize who he is. Help you to come into a right relationship with him. Get to know him by your acts. Get to know God by your conduct. get to know God by your speech. Get to know God by works of good works. Yes, you can get to know God by practicing his attributes. Let's turn the Bible over temporarily to the book of Galatians. I don't know if you have it there, but I'm looking for it right now because we're going to find out what are some of those attributes of God. Because if you're getting to know God, then we already talked about this. We've got to figure out, oh, what is he about? What is this God like? What does he not like? What is he talking about through his word? Then we have to turn to the Bible and read about his attributes. And I'm turning to it now. If you want to know where it's at, it's in the New Testament, where you see Galatians, Ephesians, all of those. Let's turn now to Galatians, and we're going to read, let's see here, the fruits of the Spirit. You see here, Galatians, and that is Galatians 5. Let me see if I can find that. Okay, here we go. We're going to read, starting at 22. Galatians chapter 5, 22. But the fruit of the Spirit, the knowledge of God, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. You have never heard of any law on the books against being good, being a peace destroyer, being someone who does not love others. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. So you want to get to know God? Then this is the epitome of God, what I just read. His spiritual attributes. He's a God, he's love. He says, I am love. God is love. He's a God of love. He's love, he's joy. He is peace, faith, meekness. You want to get to know God? Start practicing who he is and what he is. Start practicing what he is. That's how you get to know God. That's how people know whose son is this son. Because he acts like the father. Oh, he looks just like John. Oh, he looks just like his father. My God, my God. Start practicing this. Ask the Father in heaven in the name of Jesus to help you. God, help me to love. God, help me to be in joy. God, help me to spread peace. God, help me to be very long-suffering, which is also an attribute of self-control. God, help me to be gentle, good, possessing faith, being meek amongst men, having temperance, not going all overboard when you do what you do. That is how you get to know him. I want to know him. Then here it is. Say, God, give me love. God, give me joy. God, please put peace in my heart. Give me peace. God, help me, teach me to be long-suffering. God, I want to be gentle. God, I want to be good. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, give me faith. Your word says faith is not the possession of all, but here I am. I'm not the all. I'm just the me. God, I need faith. I want to be me. I want to stop swashbuckling through the earth, God, to myself. Give me meekness, temperance, all these things. Whatever it is that you are, here it is. God, give me, give me, give me. That's how you're going to get to know God. You're going to start acting like God. You're going to start pleading with God to bring me to wholeness of who you are. Number four, you're going to ask God, God, grant me spirit. God, give me your spirit. Give of me your spirit. Give of me your spirit. I'm walking around here acting a fool 24/7. I'm tired of that. It has not got me nothing. I'm broke. I don't look well. I'm hungry. I might be homeless. The next day, I have all these problems. God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I'm telling you, I need you to grant me not only that spirit, but God, please, I need you to take me in. Take me in. I'm not just walking about to and fro for nothing. I need to know my purpose. How can I get to know you if I don't know me? How can I get, oh my God, how can I get this? It's powerful. How can I get to know you if I don't know me? How can I? I don't know who I am. I know who I want to be. I know who I think I was born to be and what to do. I have no inkling. I'm eating and I'm drinking and I'm just going about. But God, I don't know who I am. How can I get to know you? Show me. Show me. I was born with and for a purpose. I was born because there was something that willed me and to the universe of all activity and of all action. Now it's your turn. I don't know who I am. Yes, I thought I was this. Yes, I thought I was that. I need your help. I can't get to know you. I've got to know who I am. Show me. I'm begging you. I'm pleading. Number six, we've got to adopt prayer. We're praying right now. I'm praying right now. I'm praying right now with tears in my eyes. Because I know I am the man standing in the need of prayer. I'm talking about this one and that one. I'm talking about the president of the U.S. I'm talking about Al-Qaeda. I'm talking about Mali. I'm talking about Paris. I'm talking about France. I'm talking. But my God, here I am at your feet. I'm pleading for mercy. Show me, help me. Now, if I run with the whoremonger, if I start lying and cheating, if I'm putting on the raiment of a con artist, there's nothing there. I need to keep on stepping. My daddy says, get in where you fit in. Go on, get in where you fit in. But if you really want to know God because you're a miserable mess, because you have ruined everything you have seen and touched, because you don't know where you might wake up tomorrow. You are talking about money and gifts of gratuities. You don't need that. You need favor. You get to know God, you're going to get favor. When the money is gone, favor is still on the table. You need favor of the warden. You need favor of the COs. You need favor of law enforcement. You need favor of your own family. You have no respect there. You need favor of your own family. God, 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 help me. Moving on. Here's something else. Here's another way. I may go past 10, but here's another way you can get to know God. Just ask for it through prayer. That's right. Here we go back to that prayer life. Just ask for it. Just ask for it. If God has been begging for you back, he knows you can come to him, and his son said you can ask what you will, and it shall be given. Don't be a fool, though. Don't get up there asking for a $100,000 Mercedes. You might kill yourself within seconds. You want to ask for what is real. What is real? A real relationship with God. That's what you want to be doing. You want to be praying for a real relationship with God. You're not coming to God to beg once you get to know him. You're not coming to God to make all of these promises that human flesh cannot come through on. No, 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 no. In that prayer life, you're asking God to make you anew. You're telling God, in my own strength, I can do nothing. Your son said that, but now here I am. I'm sick of this one. I'm sick of that one. I hate this job. I really don't like my family. You know, I'm just putting up with them, you know, because all eyes on me. You know, I can't stand this one. Can't stand that one. Almost hate this one. Good grief. Almost gives me a headache even talking like this. In your prayer life, you've got to get to God for favor. You don't go begging for cash. Don't go begging for the big house. You're not in it now. You don't have all that money now. You want to ask God to give you favor. You get some favor under your belt and see what happens. Through the jail cell, your wife will be took care of. Your business partner will get the stepping. Mama may shut her mouth up. You know, been comparing you all your life. Get to God in prayer for favor. ask God to grant you favor, and that job will come, that money will come, that house will come. Ask God to give you favor. Moving on, another way you can seek God so that you can get to know Him, just sit down and say, I'm coming. Powerful words, powerful, powerful words. Just tell God, I'm coming. I may not know who you are. I may not know the right way and how to get to you. I might not can't fathom how that's going to happen. But tell God those two words. You know, we're always talking about two powerful words. Tell God, I'm coming. May not have anything, but I'm coming. Might be just as wicked as all effing get up, but tell God, I'm coming. Might just be terrible, have done terrible things, but say, look out, I'm coming. Might not care about anybody or anything, but say, I'm sick of me, I'm tired of me, tell God, I'm coming. No long lengthy prayer. Throw your hands up and say, I'm coming. Might have killed two people last week, but tell God, I'm coming. Might have thought about killing someone, hurting someone. Might have thought words and thoughts of revenge. But tell God, sit down, stand up, lay down. Start to crawl. Tell God, I'm coming. I feel so far away. Nothing can help me. This cold can't help me. I done shut all the hell up I can do. God, I'm coming. Watch a miracle. Watch that miracle. Call me and tell me about the miracle. Email me. Just throw your hands up and say, I'm coming. That's how you're going to get to know him fast then, because you're surrendering. You're turning your life over. You're telling God, the Creator, that I can't do this. I tried and I can't. I done did everything that I'm big enough to do. I'm coming. You may not want to see my face, but I'm coming. I'm coming. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you look like. The Bible says you are a spirit, and those that come to you must worship you in spirit and truth. Well, guess what? Big God. Big man God. I'm coming. I'm coming. Now, what you do with me, I don't know. What you have planned for my life, I don't know. But I'm coming. Tell God I'm coming. No big prayer, oh God in heaven, you know, you are everything to me. You know, I love you, God. You know, thank you, God, for this. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you. I'm coming. That's all he wanted to hear. He says, return to me, and I'm going to return you. Nothing else will do. No big words in any language will do. Just say, I'm coming. So now, when you, moving on, when you tell God, I'm coming, that means some stuff got to be left behind. Some people got to be left behind. That cocaine got to be left behind. That heroin got to be left behind. Playing the role of a con man, con woman, that got to be left behind. You're going to be walking. You're going to be walking because you're telling God, I'm coming. So that means you're coming out of something. You're acknowledging that you're going to leave something behind. You're acknowledging that old way of the old man and the old woman, you are walking away from that. You're walking away from thoughts of craziness that have not merited you anything worth having. Done everything, ain't got nothing. Done lost it all. Lost it all. You might be looking at something, but it's a lost cause out of the will of God. That couch you're laying on is a lost cause out of the will of God. That bed you're sleeping in, and you know what in, it is a lost cause out of the will of God. That big home you're walking through, almost a city block, it is a lost cause. It's not bringing you any joy outside of the will of God. The will of God, you've got to know him first. You've got to know him first. That is what you've got to do. So I tell you what, after telling God I'm coming, you know what? Consider it done. Done deal. He said, if you come back to me, if you return to me, I'm here. I'm coming. Titus, the book of Titus says, 1:2, Titus says that God is not a man that he can lie. God does not lie. He said it. Give him a chance. Just tell your neighbor, I'm coming. Tell your brother, I'm coming. I'm coming to God. Tell that enemy. Tell your friend. Tell your lover. Get up off that bed. Tell your lover, I'm coming. Don't know what I am. Don't know who I have become, but I'm coming. All the promises of man has failed, but I'm coming. I'm coming, God, God, Jehovah, whatever that name is, I'm coming. And then moving on, when God hears your voice, inner or outer, and he knows you mean business, he's going to shower you with his love. Your enemy's going to see that and bow down. He says, I'll make your enemies to become a footstool for your feet. Get favor. Favor, not money, will open that jail cell up. Favor, not money, will give you all of the desires of your heart. Everything you ever dreamed of, you've got to have favor first. God can only give you that favor. That's right. That's right. That favor on you from God, because you have come back to him, will bring your daughter back, will bring your son back, will bring everything that the enemy has stolen, has taken away because of his acts of chicanery. Everything that you've lost, God will restore it. But as long as you're out there on the outside, ain't trying to look in, God says, I'm going to turn all of those that want to do bad things and those that do not know me, he says, I'm going to turn them all over to a reprobate mind. God is not going to come out there and slay any dragons for you. He's going to tell you, he's going to show you how to do this. And there is no other way. You know, you've tried everything. Let me read you what the second book of Thessalonians is talking about. First chapter, Thessalonians. Listen to me. This is what it says. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction. When something is destroyed, it is no more. It comes back no more. You see it no more. Destruction. Destruction everlasting until the ends of eons of time. Everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. He said it. He said it in Thessalonians. He says, those that do not know God, there's going to be a big judgment. And for those that don't obey the gospel, guess what? Trouble, trouble, trouble. It's time now to get to know God. You want to know God? Get in the Word. You want to know God? Tell God you're sorry. You want to know God? Tell him, I'm coming back. Tell him, I'm coming. Tell him, I'm coming. You don't have to be destroyed for not knowing God. Oh, yeah, cancer is a destroyer. Lack is a destroyer. No money in the bank is a destroyer. Yeah, I want to know God. I want to know him. I want to know God. You've heard the ways. Seek him now while he may be found. And remember that the knowledge of God is also to include the knowledge of his son, Christ Jesus, who came down through 42 generations, died on that torture stake, and then went on back to heaven, raised up. 3 days, raised up. He did just like he said he's going to do for you and for me. God bless you. I'll hear from you same time Saturday. God bless you. Thank you for tuning into the Hour of Power, the Dr. Cappuccino Show. God bless you.